Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Okay, let's talk to our tech guru, Jeff Quattromani. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate, how are you?
Really well. Good to be back.
Good to have you with us. Now, we've got, I suppose it's Christmas time. What do you give the child that's got almost everything? A new phone, maybe. But phones are expensive. You can pay an enormous amount of money for phones these days. It never ceases to amaze me when I go into an Apple store that I would see mums and dads talking about buying their children these expensive $1,400 and $1,500 phones when you don't have to spend that sort of money to get the bells and whistles, and you're going to tell us about exactly one of those type of phones this afternoon.
Yeah, look, you're spot on. I mean, a brand new iPhone will set you back well over $1,000 now. But a website called Family Zone has approached me, and they've got a phone that they're selling through their website. Now, Family Zone is a piece of software that can usually be installed on any phone and any computer to help parents really take control of the content that their kids are consuming online or apps that they're using or even just managing screen time. Now, they've decided to sell a phone through their website, which actually has all of these parental controls baked into the device. So it's actually very well locked down for parents to use. But looking at the device itself, it's actually a very nice phone. It's from Alcatel, which we've seen selling phones plenty before, but they always sell them at a really good price. Now, this one is $200, and you can put any SIM card inside it, anything you like, and away you go. And it's got a good camera on the back. It's got a fingerprint sensor. It's got no buttons on the front like all the cool phones do these days. And it runs Android, so your kids or anyone can actually go ahead, install all their games, install all their normal apps that they're used to. It's just that the parents still have control of what happens on the device, which I think is important.
It is. It's so important that parents have the control over what their children are looking at.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And this is important because we're starting to see it's too easy for kids to stumble across the wrong websites. It's way too easy for them to be spending too much time on their phone, even after bedtime and things like that. So setting limits on things like screen time is fantastic because you can just say that after, 9 o'clock at night, these apps no longer work on the phone. They can use it to call mum and dad if they're out and about, but they can't go ahead and start playing games or scrolling through Snapchat and whatever else they're actually doing now. So, yeah, a really good way of parents just taking control back but letting their kids have a brand new phone still.
Now, Philips Hue have gone outdoors with a range of lights for the garden. I did have a look at this the other day. Philips Hue have had a limited number of bulbs available in this country. You can buy a wider range of the Hue lights overseas, but it seems as though, due to the popularity of Hue lights in this country, that they're starting to expand that range for Australia.
Yeah, and I think it's almost about time that we're starting to see more of this come to Australia as well. I mean, definitely the whole smart lighting segment has grown in Australia, and I'm looking at catalogues recently, and there's almost a whole page on smart home gadgets around this Christmas. But this from Philips is great to see that they're going outside with lights. I'm not talking about Christmas lights. These are bulbs that you can put into lamps, but also bollards. So they've actually got complete light fittings that you could stick in the ground, provided you can get power to it and it's close enough to your Wi-Fi network for it to connect. You can start to really think about different ways to use your outdoor lights. And for me, it would be keeping some towards the front of the driveway as I start to come in from home. Maybe the lights at the front will come on automatically, or as I enter into the garage, the lights will come on. And I think you start to think about how we can use smart lights outside, and some great ideas start to kick in.
I suppose the downside is if you have a weak Wi-Fi signal, that causes problems for you. And the other thing is, you don't want your Wi-Fi signal to be too strong because you don't want people, hacking into your Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, look, there is that risk. You do need to be very careful that, the people down the road aren't also able to see your Wi-Fi network because, after enough attempts, maybe they'll be able to guess your password. But yes, I think having range across your backyard is important if you're looking at putting lights like this in. And we've seen outdoor speakers that are starting to come on Wi-Fi networks. Even security cameras are mostly all Wi-Fi connected as well. So, yes, having that wider reaching Wi-Fi network is important. But, yes, please make sure it's secure.
I've got Hue bulbs in several rooms in my home, and they're just fantastic because they work. If you line them up with your Apple Gear, they work by Siri, so you can ask them to be turned on quite easily, or you can just simply turn them on with a tap on your phone.
Yeah, absolutely, and even just actually controlling them when you're away from home, I think is a great advantage because for a lot of people when they're traveling or they're not going to be home that night, you can just get the lights to come on automatically at a certain time, switch off at a certain time, and even do it at random times. You can actually just make it come on randomly between certain hours. And I think that's a great way of making sure that people think that there's still somebody home and that there's a bit of activity going on.
The other thing is you can have up to 16 million different colours on particular bulbs. And the other thing too is the dimming. I mean, you don't have to go to the expense now of, you know, having a dimmer PowerPoint installed on your wall. You can buy these bulbs and you can dim them and change the colour of them. So you can have, you know, different mood settings as they offer you several to select from, or you can generate your own.
That's exactly right. And actually, even just using your voice to do that, I love to ask Siri or Alexa in the home to just put my lights at 50% or 30% if I'm going to be a bit dimmer. And I think that's just really handy to turn your bedside lamps on before you even walk into the house. I actually have a little Alexa speaker now in the garage. So as soon as I get home and close the car door, I just say, Alexa, turn the bedroom lamps on. And that way I've got lights guiding me into the bedroom as soon as I get home.
Goodness me. Fair dinkum. Now, we've given Hugh a big plug. I think we should get a couple of free of the for the outdoor ones.
Let me find someone. I'll try and get one.
Yeah. As many of us are starting to protect and keep an eye on our homes with Wi-Fi security cameras, you've come up with another couple of... Is this a doorbell, is it?
Yeah, so Arlo, which, you know, people have seen their security cameras around for a while, they've released two new products. One is a new camera, which offers 4K recording, which means much greater detail in your video footage,
yeah,
as well as a better way of handling sunlight. We noticed that with their older models, if it was very sunny, you'd almost get a white picture on the recording, and it didn't handle bright light very well. But the biggest thing that they've announced for me is a doorbell. Now, it's not like the Ring doorbell, which has the built-in camera. This is just a doorbell, but when it is triggered, it can ring your phone to let you know that somebody is at the door, but it actually then turns on the cameras that you have perhaps near the door, and you then can actually see who's at the door on your phone as well. So it hasn't got the camera built into it. It leverages your existing Arlo cameras, but a good bolt-on for anybody who has already got an Arlo system running around their home, because the doorbell, you might have a courier turn up or even friends, but I think the courier situation is the one which I use most, in that I'm not home, but they're here to deliver a package. I don't want them to leave one of those slips under the door and try and organize them to come back. Just speak directly to them through the doorbell and say, hey, I'm just near the bath or something like that. Can you just leave the package at the door? And most of the time, they actually do oblige.
Amazing. Where will we be in another couple of years, eh?
I don't know. I once read that Amazon wants us to allow couriers into the home. They've got a product in the US that allows them to open the door.
That's right.
They can put the package down inside the house and then close behind them. I mean, at one point we didn't let the dog inside the house, and now he sleeps by the bedhead. So I don't know. Maybe the couriers are next.
Gosh. You'd have to be trusting. We were talking about trust or the lack of trust earlier this afternoon. Would you trust a courier to come inside your house?
That's a good question. Yeah. If I could watch them the whole time, maybe.
Okay. Always good to talk to you, Jeff. Thank you so much, mate. Have a good week, and we'll catch up with you next week, okay?
We'll definitely put
the podcast up on our website. Thank you, Jeff Quattromani.
Thanks a lot.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani.